We're up to page 16. Simon Tov Lamed Vav Seif Beis. We're going to be learning Seif Beis Seif Gimel. I'm very much looking forward to look at Mishneh Berurah Seif Kot Lamed Beis, which is a very famous and important Mishneh Berurah. Very relevant to every one of us. Let's see. Let's get there first. Okay, so we are going to be learning Seif Beis, top line of page 16. Shteit Azoi. Hivyeish Oimim. So again, the discussion was regarding the... That's right, and more specifically, the bdika, which if a person leaves Purim time, do you remember that? The 30 days. Person leaves 30 days before Pesach, does it require bdika? Does it not require bdika? So we had one opinion, so we're bringing that in the second opinion. V'yesh oim, some say as follows, the koidim shloshim yoim, if a person leaves before the 30 days, i.e. before Purim, she'einoi tzorich livdoik, that when he doesn't need to check if he leaves before Purim, Hainu, that is, Ksheein Daito Lachso, that's if his intention is not to return, Pesecha Pesach, during Pesach. Ve'afalpi, and although, Shedaito Lachso Kodim HaPesach, Hoi Acharov, Ein Tzorich Livdoik, but if his intention is to come before Pesach, or after Pesach, Kiven Shehu Kodim Shloshim, since he's departing before Purim, and all he'll do is bittul, that's sufficient because he's far away, then it's good enough. But if his intention is to return on Pesach only, he's required to do a bdika, even from Rosh Hashanah. So the difference over here is, do you notice the difference? What's this opinion different than the previous opinion? It is a slight difference, but quite an important difference. So according to this opinion now, it's as follows. If you leave before Purim, let's start with after Purim. If you leave after Purim, what's the halacha? Now, if you leave before Purim, the halacha is as follows. If you come, if your intention is to come back after Pesach, do you need to do bdika? This opinion now. If you're leaving before Purim, and you're going to be back after. You don't need the bdika. What about if you plan to come back before Pesach? So when you need to do the bdika before you leave? Oh, the chiddush here is, you don't need to do the bdika. We were concerned in a previous sif that if you leave before Purim, and you intend to come before Pesach, you might get delayed, you might end up coming like just before Pesach, and you might end up messing up your bdikas chometz. Here we're not concerned. According to this opinion now, if you leave before Purim, and you know you're going to be in time before Pesach, when in time before Pesach, you don't need to do a bdika before you leave. Earlier opinion said you do need to do a bdika. Now we're saying you don't need to do a bdika. So again, Abba Yisai, if you are leaving before Purim on a business trip, a week, 2 weeks business trip, and you're going to be back before Pesach, according to this opinion now, you do not need to do a bdika before you leave. You can do bdikas chometz when you come back. Right? Okay. What happens though if your intention is to return on Pesach? I don't know this expression, I don't know what that means, even Rosh Hashanah. Even Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, you could say from earlier Pesach. If you forgot and you do not do bdika, when Pesach comes, you never make a bracha on the bittul. Reminds us that his wife can do the bdika and the bittul, his house, on his behalf, that's fine. If you're far away, you don't know what's going on, you can ask your wife to do bdika at home, it's fine. If you're still in Singapore for the business trip, and she's at home, you can ask her, it's fine, she can do the bidikah on your behalf. Okay, that's Seif Beis, and we're now ready for Seif Gimel. Yisrael, Hayoytzim Beis En Yehudi, a Yid that lives, that Yisrael Hayoytzim Beis En Yehudi, Torch Shloshim Yoim, there is a Yid that leaves the Goysha house, Torch Shloshim Yoim, within the 30 days, i.e. after Purim, V'nichnas Bevais Acher, in other words, he moves house. He lived in one house, and after Purim, he moves to another house. Does he need to clean? Does he need to tikkas chametz in the first house? Imagine you're moving house after Purim. Do you need to do anything about that?
So permanently.
Nothing. Yeah, even no. It's not his. So ein tzorich levaya beis en yehudi. You don't have to remove all the chametz which was in the former house. Sharei kai mitzvas biu beoise beis acha. He's obviously going to the biu in the second house in the new house. Avrimu meforish. Pardon? So what do you tie now? What's it sound like? Yeah, so it doesn't have to be physically. It doesn't need to be that you're physically going to do it, but you need to ensure that that a biur chometz will take place. So if you know that the next yid is going to remove all the chometz, that's fine as well. You need to. Yeah, shekhem is a biur sebeis, but minimum farsha yotze b'sheyov le'nichnas b'pesach b'vayis. But if you are leaving you're going abroad, some said after Purim there is an obligation that started, and since the obligation starts, you need to do a b'tika. You're not leaving the house permanently, and therefore b'tikas chometz is chal. For tzorech levaya beis en yehudi sheyotze menu kedei lekayem mitzvas biur, and you will need to therefore remove the chometz of according to this opinion of the chometz which is in the house. So afal pi she'en yehudi ikanes le'pesach pesach v'yishom she'en tzorech shenichnas bo en yehudi. Rabbi said this is the following case. What happens if it's not permanent? What happens if you're leaving the house after Purim? Goy is moving to the house for a 30 days period. You're going to come back after Pesach, you're going to come back into the house. You are letting, subletting the house, your house, after Purim to a Goy.
After Purim. Right. And you're coming back when?
You come after Pesach. Do you have any obligation to do B'tikas Chometz before you leave? It's still your house. Toch Shleshim Yoim. Very important question. It's relevant, not just to me and not just to you, but pretty much to everybody. Very relevant. How do I say?
Are you talking about renting out to a Jew or a non-Jew?
Non-Jew. You're doing it as well. You do it. You do it every year.
Oh, yeah.
You do it every year. Why do you do it every year? Mechiras Chametz. And here comes the $1 million question, Rabbi Isai. Here comes the $1 million question. Are you obligated to do a b'tikas chometz of a place that you are going to sell to a goy?
We're talking about, just to confuse everyone, mechiras yudalet.
Or, we'll get to that. So for the moment, yes, we're talking about mechiras yudalet.
But you're only selling a particular part of you. You're selling the chometz in a particular room, aren't you, when you sell it? You're
yeah.
You're selling the whole house.
Okay, so keep going. So therefore, what?
You don't specify when you sell the chometz. I mean, as I have never. You give a value, but you give an address. But actually you don't say in your address where in your address is the chometz, in which cupboard is the room.
You don't have to give it precise, but you just say designated areas or cupboards or whatever.
Yeah.
So whichever you've designated.
Then.
So I want to know, that area is...
It's not in your ownership.
So do you need to do b'tikas chametz or not? Leil yudalet. By the way, when is the mechira actually chal? When you are selling your chametz and you're renting the rooms or the areas under the chametz, that's what we normally do to avoid problems with kinyonim. Normally we're renting out the property under the chametz and we're selling the actual chametz. When is that actually happening? When is that transaction happening to the goy? I know I'm going to the rav already 3 days before, 5 days before. But when is the transaction happening?
When the rabbi, which is when? On the morning of Pesach.
Before Pesach, before Chatzos.
But what are you selling? Are you selling the chomet, or are you selling the designated?
Both. Our contemporary mechirs will include both. So that is happening on Erev Pesach. So I want to know, on Leil Yudalet, Rabbi, this is a very important question. Comes Leil Yudalet.
Leil Yudalet is too late. The Chalos Chi was
Oh, says Rabbi Feingold, Leil Yudalet, comes the night of Tikkas Chometz. Who cares about the fact that tomorrow this cupboard and that room is sold to the guy? Now I'm obligated to Tikkas Chometz. You know and I know that this is going to go tomorrow to the guy. Well, who cares? Now I'm obligated to Tikkas Chometz. So it's the Rabbi Feingold. According to that, you have to do Tikkas Chometz everywhere. It doesn't make a difference. The fact that it's... And I can hear what he's saying. I can hear. Because it's got Chiyu B'tikas Chometz.
What's the point?
Because...
It is so that you were buying my Chometz, but whatever Chometz is there, I'm selling it. So that is my...
Because at the moment... So let's rephrase what you're saying. You're saying as follows. Let's rephrase that. And let's see who agrees to... That... No, one second here. What would happen if I know tomorrow, this particular, let's give a marshal. If I know tomorrow, you're saying that it's good. This chometz is, you're saying that this chometz is, will be removed tomorrow. So what's the point of doing a b'tika? I know this chometz will be removed tomorrow. It's going to be sold. What if there's a genuine sale? And genuinely, I've got a whole cupboard full of pasta, and I have spoken to my next door neighbor, the guy, and he's genuinely, I've made up with him, he's going to come tomorrow at 8:00 a.m. he's going to pick up, he's going to give me £5. I've made up with him. Do I have any obligation to B'tikas Chometz in the area? I know I'm selling it tomorrow to the guy. Is it obligation? What's the point of doing B'tikas Chometz if you know it's going to get sold? So that's the other side of the coin. You could argue that, no, one second, you don't have to do B'tikas Chometz if you know it's going to... If you know it's going to go, and here also we know it's going to go because there's a sale, a transaction taking place. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says on that. It's a very important shaila. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay. Bottom line, Sifkot Lamed Beis, a famous and widely quoted Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot Lamed Beis, Kshenichnas Bo Anochi, when the guy ends, I am Bechok Yankov de Lav Davka, Filim Ein Nichnas Bo Yikam Ken Enim Mechuyev, Kevin Shai Yisrael Hiv Kichem Tzu Lishom, Kanal, Ledina. So we've got a machlokes, Mishnah Berurah Paskens, top line of page test. Ledina, halacha lemaise, yesh deois, there is opinions, bein ha'achroinim, amongst the achroinim, I kedaas ha'machaba, has some old according to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Because Shulchan Aruch says that you've got to remove all the chometz, even though it's going to get sold. Oi, ka yesh oim shuva b'ramo. And some hold like the opinion of the Ramo. Venire. And it appears, Deim Nichnas Boi Hanochi. Some of that. If the Goy enters the premises, Yesh Lohakel, you can't be lenient. If the Goy enters the premises, you may be lenient. Vele Inyan Imachuyev Livdoik. And with regards to if a person is obligated to do B'tikas Chometz, Beleil Yudalet, on the 9th, Neil Yudalet. Hachadorim, the rooms. Shebedai Toy's intention is Lemochon. To sell them lemocho tomorrow lenochet to the goy im achometz shelohem with the chometz. If there is an obligation to do b'tikas chometz and to search the rooms that tomorrow is going to be sold, yeishteo is ben achoinim tis achloikes achoinim shedas hamakoy chaim. First white line, the opinion of the makoy chaim v'achayodom shetzorich levotkon. Yes, you've got to do a b'tikas chometz even in the rooms that is going to be sold. Me'acha, since shele'eis ato, now hachadorim, the rooms lo nimkru, the rooms are currently not sold yet. Ve'em b'shus Yisrael, and they are under the domain, ten Jewish hands, property. Va'filu im nimkru, even if they will be sold, adain lo hechzik b'em anochi, the goy has still not acquired it. That's the next scene we're going to be talking about the key. And also the key. Who's got the key of the premises still? Who's got the key? The Yid. That's right. She says, you can't remove the obligation of Tikkas Chometz. It's still yours. You've got a key. The guy is coming. It's not relevant yet what the guy is doing tomorrow. You've got it to Tikkas Chometz. Omnom. However, second line, b'tshuvas binyan oilam, in the tshuvas of binyan oilam simchof, choylek he disagrees. V'dayto, in his opinion, the entzorich bika, you do not need to do b'dikas chometz, areas which will be sold. The b'zeatzmoy, now listen to that svara. The b'zeatzmoy, with this alone, shemoy chalemoch ole akum, that you're selling tomorrow to the goy, Hear what he says. You are actually fulfilling the mitzvah of tashbisu and bio by selling it to the goy. Rabbi said this is an enormous chiddush in Mishnah Berurah. By formalizing your intention that tomorrow you're selling it to the goy, you're mekayim, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of bio, of removing, of getting rid of the chametz. And it is no different. It's no different than if you'd find chometz after the b'dikas chometz. And you intend to eat it up tomorrow. You don't have to remove the chometz that you're going to be eating tomorrow. What about the breakfast for tomorrow's breakfast? You don't have to get rid of it yet. Why? Because you know you're going to eat it tomorrow. Similarly, also the chometz that you intend to sell tomorrow, you don't have to remove it. It's part of the tashbisu process. It's part of the removing the chometz process. And therefore, you don't have to take as chometz there. Yeah? You okay with that? Okay. Va'af b'zeh ba'esh mekayim b'dika b'veisu y'mishar edel chadorim l'mocha l'mocha l'akum. Yeah, so therefore he says you don't have to take as chometz according to the opinion. Fechem b'tshuv z'chassam sofer. The Olich Sam Sofer also says, title Hoker, his opinion is to be lenient, shemekayim mitzvahs b'dika b'shar chadorim. It's good enough to the b'dikas chometz in the other rooms. V'chein b'sefer Eshel Avram, also Eshel Avram says, "Milkosav mistov al-hakel." It makes sense to be lenient. V'chein poshut haminik, and that is the common custom. Ayin Shom. Af shetzorich lizol shevor beis hamechira shemoich lo achede v'chol achometz shenim. So we're just going to ensure that you actually sell everything. I'm skipping the brackets. You've got to make sure that when you sell everything. Okay. If not, the Mishnah Berurah is maskana. We call Malkim nevertheless. After Ein Limchois Biana Mekilin, although you can, the lenient opinions are fine. Hamoicha beYom Yud Gimel, the ones who are selling on the 13th, Shapir Adif Tfed is even better. Finished off the Mishnah Berurah, just an additional point. Right, within any time after Purim, 30 days from Pesach, you have to keep an eye open on everything that you do. Shloy yishoer boy chometz, that you don't keep chometz flying around. In a way that will be difficult for you to remove the chometz in time for Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah just finished off saying, now just keep an eye, from Purim onwards, keep an eye on, remember that Pesach is coming soon, and just keep like your eyes open, whatever you do. That's the final line of the Mishnah Berurah. But prior to that, he brings Rabbi Yisrael in a fascinating machloik. Let's just summarize what the machloik is. There's a machloik over here as to whether there's an obligation to b'dikas chometz, and the areas that you're going to be selling. The first opinion the Mishnah Berurah says, yes, there's an obligation to do b'dikas chometz. Any area that you're going to sell requires b'dikas chometz. And the rationale for that is, because who cares, you're selling it. It's still, at the moment, night of the 14th, you've got to do b'dikas chometz. It's not chiyuv takanat chazal. Yeah. You're saying, what is the point of a b'dikas chometz? Yeah, I mean, the answer probably is that it would be part of the b'dikas chometz will. It's a very good question. I mean, I think that the answer, according to those opinions, b'dikas chometz will, you found the chometz, and you leave it there, you designate it. You leave it there. You leave it there. It's a designated, you found it, and that's designated for the goy. But you need to undergo the process of b'dikas chometz in those places. But the second opinion, which is touching really on your aura, the other's opinion says that no, it doesn't make sense. It's not only, it goes in two states. Mishnah Berurah says two chidushim. First chidush is that no, you don't have to do b'dikas chometz in a place that you're going to sell. And furthermore, he says even a greater, he says that actually that is part of the tashbisu process. It's a big chidush. Nobody agrees to that. He said that no, by selling it, you're actually mekayim mitzvah tashbisu. Some achronim ask, there's a mitzvah that said, biblical mitzvah d'oraisa of removing chometz before Pesach. How you mekayim the mitzvah by selling it? We know that ideal way is actually burning it. How you mekayim the mitzvah tashbisu by selling it And the answer is Mishnebu Paskets, it's machlokes, it's machlokes. Mishnebu says that yes, it is. You're mekamed such a piece by selling it. You don't have to burn it. Best is to burn it. Second best, you can eat it, you can flush it down. You can also sell it to go. By selling it to go, you mekamed such a piece. Fascinating. It needs to be checked though, if that's also talking about the case that you're selling it, you can end up having it as well. Okay, that's a different discussion. But he's actually physically talking about selling it for good. Bal Tashchis. Yeah, so Bal Tashchis, there's no Bal Tashchis when it comes to mitzvahs.
But so if it's I can do it in an oifen, I'm not going to...
I'll check once the gate's still off. There's no, you asked very much that, question. There's no Bal Tashchis when it comes to kim of a mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. And then he says an additional point. And then he says, best yet, and that touches on your point as well. So the best is to do a mechiras yud gimel. He says, the best yet, what you can do, is that you sell the chometz on the 13th. What are we gaining by selling the chometz on the 13th? Oh, very good. By selling on the 13th, what are you gaining by doing that? If you're selling on the 13th, what happens on the 14th, when 14th start on Lili P'tikas chometz? What happens then? It's not yours anymore. You for sure can't check it. So that is the famous Mechiras Yud Gimel. When you go to the Rav and you want to avoid a bdika altogether, such as the rooms that you're going to, a good idea would, if you want to, the areas that you don't want to do bdikas chometz, and you do Mechiras Yud Gimel. And you say, these areas, I don't want to check at all, and that will be included in Mechiras Yud Gimel. I must say, common, most Rabbonim will change that. Mechiras Yud Dalet, Mechiras Yud Gimel. Mechiras Yud Gimel means that it's sold before Ptikas Chometz and you therefore don't have an obligation to do Ptikas Chometz. I have a clear recollection. I think the first year I was in Israel, I went to Dailopian. And then I don't remember why exactly, but I went to Dailopian for the Mechiras Chometz. And then I don't remember exactly the conversation, but I told him I'd like something to be Mechiras Yud Gimel. And some parts, Mechiras Yud Gimel. He said, Mechiras Yud Gimel? I said, Nay, Chumrus. He said, these are new stringencies. Get out of here. He said, we don't do Mechiras Yud Gimel. This is new Chumrus. Get out of here. So, new Chumrus. You don't like this. This is the mafia. What do you call it? The mafia. How did he call it? He says, what? Hezbollah, yes, the Hezbollah. This is he didn't like it at all. But and if you look carefully, Mishnebu, he does say Hamoicha b'Yoyim Yud Gimel Shapir Odif Feid. Mishnebu does like it to some extent, and he says that if you really want to avoid Mechiras, if you want to really avoid Ptika issues, then you could do Mechiras Yud Gimel. The minig is though, without a doubt, because some Sofer already said 200 years ago. The minhag is to be lenient and not to do Ptikas Chometz in the areas that are going to be sold. So that's the good news, no? So any area that is going to be sold is not included. I have a problem with it, though. I'll be honest with you. I have a problem. I have a bit of a problem, I both say. I have a secret problem. I have a secret problem. I don't know how to answer that. So what my secret problem is? I have a secret issue with this. It's quite a serious issue. Our mechiras nowadays, they have a clause at the bottom in small print. And they say that we're selling all the... It's literally a small print. So when you sell the chometz, what's the chometz you actually sell? Yeah, what do you sell? Yeah, cereal. Yeah, whatever. This and that. And the chometz digger, matzahs, and whatever. Yeah. But it does say in the bottom as well that if there's any chometz that I forgot... Yeah, this is the list of things. If there's any chometz that I forgot, then let's include the mechir as well. Just in case. Just in case. If there's any chometz that I forgot, then let's include the mechir. Yeah, wherever it may be, it's included as well. Dear Goy, together with my pasta, together with my cereal, together with my ketchup, do you mind to take the crumbs as well, which I've forgotten, and the lost pasta behind the couch, and the pasta in the couch, and the, do you mind to take that as well? And that's part of the mechira. Good. That's the fact. It's included. And the guy says, sure, I want nothing more. Your soggy pasta. Nothing more than that. Right. Okay, and it's included in the mechira. It is part of the mechira. So what's my question based on that? Yeah, so on its own it has no value. But together with, it will. What's that? Oh.
What's that?
Yeah, here, here, what Naftali said. Can you repeat the question? Once we are saying that there's no Bdikas Chometz in the places that, if the meaning is, that's what the meaning is, if we don't do Bdikas Chometz on sold Chometz, and ultimately we're selling all the Chometz,
the answer is, I mean,
then why, how can you do Bdikas Chometz? We can't do Bdikas Chometz anymore, because at the end of the day, we're selling all the Chometz.
All you have to do is, when you do the Mechira, you just have in mind to exclude from the Mechira the 10 pieces.
But it's not the Mechira doesn't depend on your mind. Mechira is a legal transaction.
But he's right, there should be a clause in there, according to what the Rav said, there should be a clause in there saying, and excluded from this exclusion are the 10 pieces of
But what about, but then your mama's just doing the Bdikas on the 10 pieces. Yeah. The rest of the thing is a waste of time. You don't...
The Bdikas and anything else that you haven't...
No, because you might come to eat it. The problem is you might come to eat it.
And therefore...
If it's not away in a cupboard that you have closed and that it's sold, you know it's sold, it's just out.
I know, but if at the end of the day, I want to ask you, is it included in the Mechira, yes or no? Is it included in the Mechira? Is it included in the Mechira?
It is.
It is, so fine. If it's included in the Mechira, I couldn't come so far, I don't have to do
the
Mechira.
No sold
Chometz is called Akzera. Or whatever, however you deal with it, with the Shema Yavol Ochla, with the rest of them, of the sold stuff.
No, but that's different.
Because there's no separation.
It's in a separated area.
Yeah, what do you, Taina? Chiz Chal Shor Shishis. According to Chasam Sofer, that's how we pass it. Anything which is sold, you don't do Bdikah there.
I've got a different car.
Let's hear.
You have to do a shayla because of. No, it's Tal Bazachem. What if the car backs out?
Well, I hope it's not. Good. So you say there was some concern about the goat changing his mind. Okay, so let's think this through. So you're saying that we are concerned, perhaps goat is going to change his mind, and therefore what have to do b'dika, just in case. But so is that with Chasam Sofer, without Chasam Sofer? Is that taking? Are you saying that le'olam we do check. Places are sold, we don't check. We do check. So that's, you're saying an additional tzvah of the Machmirim. Additional tzvah of the. So Rabbi Frankel Tainer is that we've got to check all the places that we're going to sell, because you never know. The goy might change his mind. The goy might die for that matter, which has happened in the past. So, yeah, I know. But Lemais, we want to go with your opinions that are lenient. And that's how Mishnah will pass them. As I said, I'm a bit uncomfortable about this question. The question alone is a bit, it always bothered me a little bit. And it ends up being a question on the bracha, really, because if the bracha, how can you make a bracha on Bdikas Chometz if Ma'aseh is included in the
same? You're saying
even on your Dalet? Even on your Dalet, yeah. According to the Chasam Sofer and the Achorim. Always bothered me a bit. Alright. Yeah, but then I wanted to close in, because just in case. What happens if there's a Chometz which I've really literally forgotten and I don't know how, I want it to be sold to the goy. I prefer, I don't want to be over on Bali.
Can you assume that the goy would want the pastor?
Yeah, because I told him, you can have my whiskey, you can have my pasta, you can have my, yeah, but you take that pasta as well. Yeah, you got to take that as well. Yeah, but it's fine. If you sell something, you know, something valuable, you can attach something non-valuable with it.
If the sale only takes place after you've done the bedika, surely you can draft it such that the bedika, the sale document can fit together with all the requirements. Can't the sale document just be altered?
Taking into consideration that the bedika should still be a good bedika. Yeah, but it's a catch-22 because I want to avoid this. I don't want to look in the place which are going to be sold. That's the whole idea that Chasam Sofer says we don't need to check the place they're going to be sold. And according to you, what's going to be? We still do need to check the place they're going to be sold. So you've got to go through your garage, you've got to go through your... Okay, so that's... So according to you, you're going to the first opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, you've got to check everywhere, even the place they're going
to
sell.
When you're doing the Bedikah, you have to check...
Gideon Tan is, what's the point of checking a place that you're going
to... Not go around to the Mechira, for whatever reason.
Yeah, but Gideon Tan is, that what's the point of selling...
This place, I've sold a couple of those places, the actual place I've sold.
But
down the sofa, I haven't sold the sofa. Under control, I've sold the chametz that's in the sofa. But the actual mokum I haven't sold.
All right, okay, we've got to stop over here. Okay, this, food for thought, Abbosai.